This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Got to work on a new intro, really do. Soon as I'm waiting on verbiage to actually do that, and then we will proceed and move on then, shall we? Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is a two-pronged setup. You're going to clean it with the solvent. You're going to lubricate it with one of the lubricants. I like the Extreme. And then you're going to put your gun back together. And the third component is going to be the treatment that you get as a result. The unintended consequence, which is a shield against environmental issues with your weapon. Check them out at froglube.com. If you are looking to train and you need some ammunition, and you're looking for 5.56, have I got a deal for you? Or more importantly, Ammunition Depot has a deal for you. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Look for the Federal American Eagle XM855 green tip product. It's right there on the front of the page. You can just click on it. Go to the packages right there. Drop down, look for your package. You get free shipping on any order over $200. Okay? You're going to get a 5 cent per round rebate built in by Federal. Okay? And then if you use promo code Lock and Load or Lock and Load, you're going to get 10% off. And this all takes your price per round down to 25 cents. Nobody's selling it that cheap. Nobody. This code Lock and Load or Lock and Load is good till Monday at midnight. Go buy some ammunition at ammunitiondepot.com. There's two competing visions of the GOP. One is Trumpian and the other is Flakeian, as in Arizona Senator Jeff Flake. And one or other will prevail in the fight for the GOP. And the nation's future hinges in large part on which side wins. Throughout the Obama years, Flake and the Flakeians took the high ground. No mud wrestling with the president. Flakeians apparently are Olympians. Earthly affairs are grubby. Mortals are too flawed and dumb to understand the world's complexities. Too petty. Too quarrelsome. Flake wrote in Politico last Monday, "Who could blame the people who felt abandoned and ignored by the major parties for reaching in despair for a candidate who offered oversimplified answers to infinitely complex questions and managed to entertain them in the process? With hindsight, it is clear that we all but ensured the rise of Donald Trump." Flake, the conservative purebred, has arrived by D.C. standards. He sees nothing but shades of gray. The masses, me and you, the normals, were spoon-fed oversimplified answers to infinitely complex questions by Trump, who at least kept tens of millions of chimpanzee-like voters amused. Had the sophisticates in both parties done better at hurting the rabble, no distressing Trump presidency. Hillary has not cornered the market on condescension here. The Trumpians are tough. They roll up their sleeves, they get it done. They're long sick and tired of the collusion, not the faux Russian collusion, but the real Washington collusion between the Democrats and the Republicans. The GOP went all pigs at the trough in the 2000s. All the while, government balloon, red tape tangled the nation, more debts mounted, illegals poured in, and basic liberties were challenged. The nation's mores and cultures slid deeper into the latrine. And the Republicans did a really good job yielding, or just giving away ground in inches and yards to Obama and the Democrats, while winking and telling voters that it was about keeping their powder dry. And at the right time, bang, pow, they would come out of fighting. Democrat black hats would get it good. Fighting congressional Republicans, D.C. consultants advised that there was no upside to being a genuine opposition party. Some theater was okay. It was actually necessary. Vote against Obamacare routinely. But don't act seriously to derail Obamacare. Focus groups and surveys show the GOP couldn't win a fight with Obama. So just fake it to pacify the base. With an enthusiastic president and congressional majorities, Republicans still aren't repealing and replacing. Now, cue the wrinkling of the brow. Flake has a book on the market, which was the underlying point of the political interview, to pimp it. The book is entitled The Conscience of a Conservative. His bleeding could be called The Conscience of a Constipated Conservative, but that would mislead. Flake isn't constipated. He's gone native. He's gone native D.C. Too much yucking it up with Ryan, McConnell, McCain, Graham, and Morning Joe. He's the establishment tank. Or he's in it, and he's fully invested. And he and his ilk disdain the hurly-burly of politics. Trump and the Trumpians are ruffians and nativists and closed-minded and bigoted. And lo, the muddy boots crowd on the right indulges in crude politics. They aim to make Barack Obama a one-termer. They want a wall and an end to illegals entering. That's so onerous chamber, cheap labor-like. Flakians say, to succeed, real conservatives need to champion showroom conservatism. A bright showroom where the conservative mobile's spiffy paint job beckons on the dark nights of humanity's dreary existence. Persuaded of their virtue without even kicking the tires, the masses will swell the big showroom to bursting. And Flake pretty much gives Obama a pass in the nasty, seedy politics department. Trump is the true culprit in his worldview. Trump, who's getting it done through executive actions and prerogatives, along with some legislation passed by the constipated Republicans. Trump the disruptor and his millions of muddy-booted supporters are kicking down doors in D.C., demanding more than theater, fighting to move an agenda that looks suspiciously conservative. Their car isn't a showroom car. It's banged up and scratched up, but it's in drive and it's moving ahead, and maybe in fits and starts, but pushing up the road for repeal and replace, VA reform, Kate's law, sweeping tax cuts, a strong military, a robust economy for keeping terrorists out, for building the wall, pushing up the road despite the bricks flying at it, the landmines laid, the barricades thrown up, time and again pushing ahead to redeem the promises made by lots of flakes for years. Flake quotes Mike Gerson, a conservative columnist and former senior advisor to President Bush, wrote 4 months into the new presidency, "The conservative mind in some very visible cases has become diseased, and conservative institutions with the blessings of a president have abandoned the normal constraints of reason and compassion." I'm not going to label his mind diseased. It's a mind like other elites, academic, insular, divorced from the hard realities of everyday America. He also said, there was a time when the leadership of Congress from both parties felt an institutional loyalty that would frequently create bonds across party lines in defense of congressional prerogatives and a unified front against the White House. Regardless of the president's party, we do not have to go very far back to identify these exemplars. The Bob Doles, the Howard Bakers, the Richard Lugers, various partisans, yes, vigorous partisans, yes, but even more important, principled constitutional conservatives whose primary interest was in governing and making America truly great. Those guys operated as a minority with a minority mindset in a Democrat majority universe. Okay? That's what they did. That's all they did. Mr. Flake needs to take off his kid gloves or get out of the business. I'll tell you this. I think Trump and the Trumpians will win the fight for the GOP and then the nation, and the White House dramas won't be recalled from a generation from now. Conservative works when it's put into practice, and Trump and the muddy-booted legions are doing that. It's bad for Jeff Flake, but it's really good for the country. I'll be seeing you, Flake. I guess you'll be going to Bill Kristol's Tea Party later. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. finding practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN Team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is a formula that was put together by Larry Lasky. Larry is the Navy SEAL in the spot. And he was more than just a SEAL. He was in the command structure of the SEALs. So he was the one that sent them out. And when he was looking at what was out there, he wanted to find something a little better to make sure their weapons ran. It was a little more dependable. So, hence Frog Lube. Check them out at froglube.com. Once you've gotten a weapon and you've Frog Lubed it up, then you're probably going to want some ammo to run through it. And if you have an AR-15 or a 5.56 or anything that you're looking to feed, well, this weekend I've got a deal for you. Coming from Ammunition Depot, ammunitiondepot.com, all Federal American Eagle XM855 green tip product, all packages, all sizes. That's available to you. Now, on all orders over $200, free shipping. Built into that is a 5 cent per round rebate. But on top of that, with promo code lock and load or lock and load, well, you're going to get 10% off. That takes the price per round down to 25 cents, and that's crazy. That's a $400 case of ammo for $250. And you can get it shipped to you for free. And go shooting. Check them out, ammunitiondepot.com. That is lock and load or lock and load. And that is good. That promo code is good until Monday at midnight. I had a lot of reasons to support Trump. First of all, he was going against things that I wanted somebody to go against, and he was the only one doing it. He liked America first. He wanted to stop illegal immigration. He wanted to, you know, make the economy surge, better trade deals. He wanted to nominate conservative judges, take the country back. All of that's part of a great agenda, and he's actually moved the ball forward on most issues he fought for. But less commented on, but every bit as important, are those things you might call the unintended or the simultaneously very surprising consequences of his presidency. These start with the media exposing themselves. Most of us knew about it, that left-leaning bias, but the fawning press given to St. Barack got a lot of us to see how bad the problem was. Hannity was entirely accurate in 2008, pronouncing that journalism was dead. But now they have self-immolated. Trump drove them crazy. Unintentionally, but believe it or not, it was never his intention to have them commit harakiri live for the world to watch. They even do it live on Facebook daily. He used his knowledge of the media and branding to further his campaign. Early on, the media inadvertently helped him gain his audience. Pretty clear. He knew they were biased, but Jim Rutenberg of the Times let the cat out of the bag on August the 7th. He wrote, if you view a Trump presidency as something that's potentially dangerous, then your reporting is going to reflect that. You've moved closer than you've ever been to being oppositional, and that's uncomfortable and uncharted territory for every mainstream non-opinion journalist I've ever known, and by normal standards, untenable. Quantum leap for journalism. They thought it was a giant step for mankind, telegraphing to all their liberal journalist friends that they could now say anything and do anything about Trump because, after all, he's a dangerous man. And unlike St. Barack, he actually liked America and what it once stood for. So now they are allowed to break every rule journalism had heretofore used in order to defeat him. And they have broken, and they have broken, and they continue to report anti-Trump insanity and rumor and falsehood and innuendo every day, as did the entire woke media. And after Trump won, the New York Times fearless leader, Arthur Sulzberger, actually wrote an apology to his readers, admitting how the Times had willfully broken the public trust, how it willfully ignored what Trump was saying, and how it had tried and failed to warp the public mind against him. He promised that his staffers would return to accurately reporting the news and regain the public trust by being real journalists, but they didn't, and neither did the rest of the leftist media. They all went wild during the campaign trying to live up to the standards set by the Times, and it was embarrassingly biased coverage, filled with outrage and angst and all the virtue signaling. But there was that was nothing compared to the reporting since the election. So dig, if you will, a picture of a world where the media made up a narrative out of nothing with no evidence and then got many of its viewers to believe it. Imagine an entire media world making up stories of a candidate colluding with a foreign nation to take over the U.S. government. The only collusion that was provable was their groups colluding with each other. Imagine a psychosis so deep that editors and producers actually went after the ratings they could get from a troubled group of people who could not believe that their candidate lost, all the while hoping they could damage Donald Trump in the Faustian bargain. For all the power they had amassed, they didn't have the power to see themselves clearly. They didn't realize what they were doing to their revered profession. And they also didn't have the power to imagine anyone, let alone the man whom they reviled so much, Trump, would be able to fight them so well. And fight he did. At every one of his rallies, he would always point to the cameras and where the journalists were sitting, reminding the audience how the media lied and how so many of them were just bad and untruthful people. The audience booed heartily, and most of the journalists there and elsewhere deserved it. They had gone over the edge. They went way beyond the edge, and they were in free fall, and they just didn't know it. They haven't had a high trust rating since the Kennedy days, and they chose sides with the Democrats long ago, but now it's worse, and their trust ratings have fallen for decades, and the drop is huge. Most good polling outlets in the media now have a lower trust rating than used car sales and Congress, and they earned all of this. And it was likely never Trump's intention to drive them this crazy in order to make them look so unfit or to demonstrate that they don't have the temperament for their job or to make a narrative about them colluding or to show them as charlatans lying to the public. That's what they tried to set as narratives for him, but it all became a giant boomerang. And then they started to invent the narrative that fake news from Russia helped elect him, and he immediately turned that on them. And now their nine-month jihad about Trump colluding with Russia has collapsed, and it has failed and has put the final nail in their coffin. Half the country has tuned them out and literally turned on them, and yes, they have their core leftist support that still makes them money, but they are badly damaged. They are afloat. They no longer have any credibility. Still going to try. But we've seen what happens when you don't pay attention to them, haven't we? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I think my pops wanted to toss and all the wisdom he shared.
When your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
All right. Frog Lube is one of the most environmentally friendly lubricants and solvents for your gun. It is the most environmentally friendly. It's a food-based setup. And at the same time, it makes your weapon much more combat effective and lethal and ready to go. Check them out at froglube.com. Sunday, I'm going out training. And if I had the time to get this stuff in, I would figure out a way to order some of this stuff. But I've got this deal with Ammunition Depot that's just for you. I don't even get to partake in it. Here's the deal. Federal American Eagle XM 855 Green Tip Product 556 Ammunition. First off, you have a 5 cent per round mail-in rebate. Per round, whatever package you buy, per round. You get free shipping on orders over $200. That can save you a whole lot of money, because one case of ammo is very heavy. That's a pretty good deal already right there. But on top of that, with promo code LOCK AND LOAD or LOCK AND LOAD, all one word, either one of those, LOCK AND LOAD or LOCK AND LOAD, you're going to get 10% off. And when all that is done, you're paying 25 cents a round, and that's crazy. That's the best deal on 556 XM 855 Green Tip in the United States today. It doesn't get any better than that. Go buy you some ammo at ammunitiondepot.com. Now then, Detroit. In the last decade, Detroit has been through a lot, and I have paid attention to it since I've been in this show because a lot of people I know are in Detroit. My webmaster is in Detroit. My marketing company is in Detroit. I have friends in Detroit. Dan Kay is in Detroit. Ava's in Detroit. Lots of people I know. Trek is in Michigan. So they've been through a lot in the last decade. They had skyrocketing crime, bankruptcy, pension haircuts, and an exodus of residents and businesses. They emerged from bankruptcy in 2014, and they are barely managing to scrape by. And for the first time since then, the city will hold a primary contest for mayor. Eight candidates, all Democrats, of course, will vie for two spots on the ballot in November. But what makes the Detroit mayoral primary perhaps unique in American history is that fully half of the candidates are convicted felons, two of whom were convicted of attempted murder. Coming from Detroit News, half of the eight mayoral hopefuls in Detroit's primary ballot next week have been convicted of felony crimes involving drugs, assault, or weapons. A Detroit News analysis shows three were charged with gun crimes and two for assault with intent to commit murder. Some of the offenses date back decades, the earliest to 1977. The most recent was in 2008. Political consultant Greg Bowen said that there are candidates with past hardships in every election cycle. It's not something unique to Detroit or the political arena in general. Bowen said, black marks on your record show you have lived a little and have overcome some challenges. Bowens is a former press secretary to Detroit Mayor Dennis Archer and NAACP activist as well. The candidates deserve the opportunity to be heard, but they also deserve to have the kind of scrutiny that comes along with trying to get an important elected position. Not something unique to Detroit or the political arena in general. Two candidates convicted of attempted murder isn't unique. In 1977, Pitts was convicted of receiving and concealing a stolen 1977 Oldsmobile. She was sentenced to a year of probation. A decade later, she was charged with two counts of assault with intent to murder and two firearms offenses in connection with two separate shooting incidents on March 24, 1987. According to transcripts, Pitts was involved in a shootout with the owner of a collision shop and auto clinic in Greenfield in Detroit on a dispute over a repair bill. I think that was on Greenfield, not in a a shootout in the. If she makes it to the council, I guess the city council meetings will be very interesting if she's elected. Then there's fellow candidate Danetta L. Simpson has a 1996 felony conviction out of Oakland County for assault with intent to murder. The 46-year-old former cosmetologist and salon owner has made past bids for state representative, Detroit school board, and city council. Her prior interaction with the criminal justice system, she said, has fueled her desire to seek public office. She said she represents a new spirit for Detroit. I was a wrongfully convicted felon, overcharged for a crime I did not commit, said Simpson, a mother of four who contends the witness in the case lied on me. According to court records, Simpson pleaded no contest to assault with intent to commit murder, any term of years up to life in prison, in exchange for dismissal of a firearms offense. Incumbent Mayor Mike Dugan holds a comfortable lead over the field with the son of a former mayor, State Senator Coleman Young Jr. And I think, wasn't Coleman Young the mayor of Atlanta? Am I thinking of Andrew Young? I may be thinking of him. It doesn't appear that any of the felons have much of a chance of making it to the November ballot, but it's often said that the people get the government they deserve. So in Detroit, their choice is between felons and crooks. This is the shape. Here's the thing about the blue cities and the Democratic bastions. We'll see more and more of this. Give it a few generations, we'll see this in Chicago, and we'll see it in Los Angeles, and we'll see a Hispanic in Los Angeles who used to be a member of the Zetas or the MS-13. Yeah. You know, he had a rough childhood. He grew up. He's lived a little, gotten past some challenging times. And now because he's looked at the system and sees that the system is not really good, he wants to try to affect a change. and the system are like this little Chiquita, Danetta. Wrongfully convicted, but she pled no contest. So does she not think we're going to look at that? Do you not think we were going to look at that? I'm glad. Let me rephrase that. Because in Detroit, you can buy quite a house for not very much money right now, I think. And I'm not going to say I'm glad I don't live in Detroit, but I am going to say that I'm glad I don't have to wade through this kind of minutia. Rick Ector's in Detroit. I mean, I got a lot of friends in Detroit, and I'd like to see Detroit pick itself up and you know, get it going. I think that would be splendid. But until that moment comes, they got to get past this first mayoral primary that they have held post bankruptcy. It's an interesting time, I think, to be in Detroit. But more interesting than that, it's a very interesting time to be in these United States. But that's that's the craziest stuff I've ever heard. Speaking of Chicago, about to hand this back to Genesis Communications one more time for the evening. And when we get back, we're going to talk about the Chicago way. Because the Chicago way is alive and happening. It's really alive and happening. So we're going to look at the Chicago way when we get back. Mm-hmm. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Today, how to get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes, so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call incorporate.com to start your incorporation in just 10 minutes or get a free incorporation toolkit including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com doesn't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy, so you can start incorporating or forming an LLC in just 10 minutes. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes, you're on the way to protecting your home, car, and life savings. And that is how you get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com is giving away incorporation toolkits for free. That's 1-800-943-6798.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Last time on the firing line. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
That's about the most simple way to put it. It just simply works, and it works every time, and it works in all environments, and it works under all conditions. And that's the beauty of it. Improve your Frog Lube IQ and make your guns run at froglube.com. One more time before we head into the weekend, okay? This is going to be good tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday until midnight. If you're looking for some 5.56 ammunition, then here's a deal for you only, coming from AmmunitionDepot.com. All Federal American Eagle XM855 green tip product, all packages, all sizes. First things first, you get a 5 cent per round mail-in rebate. All orders over $200 are shipped free. And with promo code LOCK AND LOAD or LOCK AND LOAD, you then get 10% off on top of all of that, and that takes your round price per round to about 25 cents. And that means you have just made a really good deal. I mean, a really good deal. Lock and load, or lock and load. 25 cents a round, nobody got a better deal than that. Go check them out, ammunitiondepot.com. The Chicago Way. Ever since Sean Connery uttered the words, the Chicago way, the rest of humanity has been on notice that a different rule book applies to the territory around the confluence of the Chicago River and Lake Michigan. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way. The boundaries of this moral universe apparently extend all the way to the county line, as Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle has filed a jaw-dropping lawsuit. Greg Hines of Crane Chicago Business writes, Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle is sending a strong message to anyone who wants to mess with her pop tax. Don't. In an action a judge said could have a chilling effect on government and citizens' rights, county attorneys are seeking $17 million in damages from the Illinois Retail Merchants Association, the group that, with a couple of co-plaintiffs, won a temporary restraining order delaying the levy by about a month. Preckwinkle spokesman Frank Shufton says seeking damages is appropriate. Actions have consequences. If they ever write a sequel to The Untouchables, the line, actions have consequences, that needs to be in the script, doesn't it? To a scene in which violent retribution takes place. And make no mistake, Ms. Preckwinkle's lawsuit is about nothing other than vengeance. Even the Chicago Tribune editorial board has put out an editorial titled, Preckwinkle doubles down on foolish, vengeance is mine, saith the soda taxer. While consumers have been busy rebelling against Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle's soda tax, she has been busy plotting revenge. Preckwinkle assigned her lawyers the task of punishing the group that sued her. According to Crane Chicago Business, Preckwinkle's lawyers will try to extract a crushing $17 million from the Illinois Retail Merchants Association, a private interest group that represents retail stores. The group had challenged her tax in court, arguing that it was unconstitutionally arbitrary. They won a temporary order blocking the tax, but then suffered a loss they're appealing. So the penny per ounce tax took effect Wednesday, about a month later than Preckwinkle planned. A county spokesman says Preckwinkle believes the Merchants Association should pay the cost of her court fight and revenue the county couldn't collect. But really, the message is, don't dare to challenge her, not even through the judicial system, the branch of government in a democracy that, among other things, gives citizens a way to challenge heavy-handed governments. Don't you dare. And the Illinois, Irma has gotten the message. They say it will fight the county's attempts to make it pay up. We filed a timely lawsuit to have the tax declared unconstitutional and to stop the tax from taking effect on July the 1st because it was the right thing to do on behalf of retailers in the county. This filing sends a very distinct signal to any person that believes they have a legitimate challenge to any law passed by the Cook County Board that they should think twice. A statement from the group said, the premise of the soda tax, that is a health measure, has been disproven by the simple fact that some of the largest consumers of sugary soda, the ones using food stamps, are exempt from the tax. It's all about the money, and if you get in the way of Tony Preckwinkle's money grab, she will try to bankrupt you using taxpayers' funds. Because that's the Chicago way. That's the way that Barack Obama brought to the national stage. This weekend I will be working on stuff for you. I will be taking the DTWS rifle out and running it through every pace we can. I'll be taking the Agency Arms Urban 19, because it no longer is a Glock, in my opinion. I was going to take out the Sig Sauer P320. If you haven't seen it, I have thrown my allegiance behind that gun coming out of the box as the best of the polymer strikers. However, now we're getting information that indicates that I might have been a little premature with that one. and that's perfectly understandable, you know, because I have never purported to be beyond failure. This is coming out of tacticallife.com. It reports that the Dallas PD has suspended the 6-hour P320 from duty use. According to the firearm blog, it all began last week when a user on a gun message board called the Pistol Forum posted what appeared to be an interdepartmental memo that said, 6-hour has identified that there's a defect in the P320 handgun that could cause the weapon to go off when dropped. Could. The 6-hour P320 was approved for primary duty, secondary primary duty, and backup. Firearms Training Center is currently working with 6-hour to obtain a solution for the safety issue. Until 6-hour is able to find a solution for the safety issue, the SIG P320 is no longer approved by the Blank Police Department for any use. So those officers that currently have a SIG Sauer P320 as a primary duty weapon have the following two options. Option one, go to the Firearms Training Center on Monday, July the 31st during business hours to be issued a City SIG P226, qualify with that weapon. Or purchase another city-approved weapon and respond to the range on Monday, July 31st during business hours to qualify with that. Until getting another weapon and qualifying, they need to practice increased safety with these weapon systems. The rumor mill went into overdrive with this one, and users on multiple forums speculating it was the Dallas Police Department. And when they were trying to figure out what it was, they reached out to Sig Sauer. Sig said it didn't have a statement and was working on gathering all the needed information to make one. Tactical Life reached out to the Dallas Police Department, which issued the following statement via Public Information Officer Deborah Webb. The Dallas Police Department still issues the Sig P226, but did authorize officers to purchase the SIG P320 for duty use. We have not currently had any issues with the P320 handgun. The use of the P320 handgun has been temporarily suspended due to safety precautions. The Departmental Firearms Training Center staff is currently working with SIG to ensure the safety precautions are addressed. So, if you have that gun, and if you have it because of me, I fully intend to keep mine. But I'm going to find out what they're going to do, and then I'm going to do it. Just that simple. So, stay alert, stay alive. Back again on Monday. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.